Abby Jesus. Top of the morning to you, Ian.
Fancy a langy down to Panna?
No, it's great. It's great.
You're listening to Gift Wrapped.
Well, I remember death being very good.
A Today FM original podcast telling the story behind Gift Grub, which has been making Ireland laugh for 25 years.
Make me laugh.
The FAI is a monument to professionalism.
Bertie Ahern, the former Taoiseach, 1997 to 2008. Yeah, I didn't mind, to be honest. Mario is good. Of course, I don't think he ever got me off to perfection, but you know, he reckons he did, but I reckon he didn't. But anyway, it was always good fun.
I'm Charlie Halligan, Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show producer and Gift Grub creative team member. From working on the show, one of my early jobs was doing a thing which I'm sure everyone who has initially worked on a radio show has done, is this thing called On This Day. So it's what has happened on this day back through however many years. So it could be somebody was born and this gig is on and this TV show is on. So there was always a thing on the breakfast show that whoever was doing On This Day, if a particular character was having a birthday the next day or that week, that it was flagged in advance because it could become a sketch of some sort. And I remember, so one of those days, it was one of Mario's most famous characters at the time was Jose Mourinho. And unfortunately for me, Jose Mourinho was celebrating his birthday that day, which I did not pick up on. And I remember, you know that feeling when you know you're being talked about. So I got pulled aside, going, "Can we have a look at your processes?" And basically going, "Can we just not miss out on those famous birthdays again?" So that was I was not employee of the year that day.
Oh yeah. Well, there's a very famous one that a lot of people like. We were trying, I don't know whether you're familiar with a band called There. It's really only one guy, I think, called Matt Johnson, but he had this
where are they
band.
From?
From England somewhere, yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah. There. And we had, it was a fantastic situation. We had George Byrne, who unfortunately is no longer with us.
Music critic.
But music critic, TV critic, and a real guy who would kind of say it as it is. So very straight. He was sitting in the corner. We were going to interview him about something else. He was sitting in the corner. And then Mario was in as Bertie Ahern. He was talking to me. I was talking live, sitting across the desk. And I also, at the time, had, I think it's called pharyngitis.
Yeah,
that's P-H-O-A-R. Pharyngitis, which is from, it's kind of from air conditioning and all that, where your voice goes, it sounds like laryngitis, but there's actually nothing wrong with you. So I was
Ian
talking like
Ian
that.
Sounded
you know?
Utterly off. Now, for it was Friday morning.
Yeah.
So to listeners, they would have gone, well, maybe Ian
went out
Mario
last night or whatever. Yeah.
Maybe the lads were all out last night. Yeah. And he was just on the beer and he's just wrecked with a hangover and he sounds terrible. But he wasn't. He was fresh as a daisy. His voice was just gone. And I actually was just, it was Friday and sometimes we were just going, it's nearly time to go home. Weekend giddiness.
Yeah.
And I was actually chewing gum. And I decided when I was doing the Bertie Ahern thing, I won't bother taking the gum out. I just couldn't be arsed. So I was there like, Ian was there. So how are you, Bertie? And it's like his voice has gone down there. I'm Randy, and how are you? And so it started off in a giddy kind of way. But then from then, it just went into a different world altogether. Because Ian didn't know that I was going to say this, but he'd asked Bertie what his favourite, Top of the Pops was coming to an end after 40 years. And Ian then asked Bertie what was his favourite group on Top of the Pops. And Bertie, being the populist politician, of course, would have gone, well, there were a number of groups that I liked, like everybody. And Ian started kind of giggling then. Well, name one, like. And I hadn't a clue who I was going to say. And I went, well, Kim Wilde. Right? And he started laughing at Kim Wilde. But then the thing
came. It's just so random because you're kind of saying, where did he get that name from?
Yeah.
Where did
and
he come from?
Yeah. And then the thing was, well, anybody else, any groups? And I went, well, there were a number of combos. Right? And Ian's voice is gone. I'm giggling and I'm eating chewing gum. But then the
and
key,
George Byrne is there.
Yeah. But then the key thing comes. But he says, well, any groups? And he says, "Johnny, you like the Bee Gees, don't you?" And I went, "I like the Bee Gees, but anybody else?" And then this, I came out with this band, which was possibly the worst band that Bertie Ahern could say, bearing in mind the way he talks. The band is called The. But Bertie, of course, was, "Well, I liked the." And Ian didn't know what I was saying. What? The who? The. And he's then losing it with his pharyngitis. But the more he's losing it, I can't say de. And George Byrne is going. And we're looking at George.
And I thought he wouldn't even know who that is, yeah, to be honest.
All right. And I didn't. But the thing was, Bertie could, of all the bands to pick in the world, how could Bertie Ahern say de? He can't even say the words. De. And that was the funniest. Because the thing was that, like, me and Ian don't do that. We don't do the fake laughter business. Yeah. We've never done that. It's just not right. And other people do. Other people do the fake laughing business where they'll laugh at anything that the other person says or a comedian says. And Ian doesn't do that. So that therefore Ian comes across and he's trusted then as being real. So it's not a kind of a game we're playing with the audience. If he's laughing at something, but if he's laughing at something, it's genuine. And if he loses it, it's genuine. And if he giggles along with something, it's in some way made him laugh or whatever. And he's being honest about it. And that piece is just, you can listen to that over and over again because it's so raw and it's very funny too. And of course, like hearing people genuinely laugh on Lose It on the radio, there's very few things as funny.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you're certain it's real.
So what are your memories there, Bertie?
Well, Ian, I'm no different to anybody else who grew up with Top of the Pops. It was certainly a part of my week, and I, for one, will certainly mourn its passing. But we'll treasure the memories of some amazing performances, as I think George will
favorite performance.
Well, I think it would be immaterial to single out any particular performance. I don't think that would be fair to the other 10,000-12,000 performances that I enjoyed.
Well, I mean,
the last 40 years.
Just one performance. That's
well,
all.
a number of acts. Yeah. Stand out in my mind in no particular order. There were so many over the years. All of them were outstanding in their own feet.
Well, could you just, one standout, name one band.
Well, Kim Wilde, Ian. The Kids in America. Kim Wilde left an enormous impression on me, and I think it was very unfortunate that she moved into gardening.
What about Blondie?
Kate Bush, yeah, she was great as well. Bands, Ian. Well, every band had their own strengths. I loved the different combos. the trios.
Listen, can you get it together there, Bertie,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, thanks. Sorry, the chewing gum. Martin Cullen gave me a bit of chewing gum earlier on. I think there's magic mushrooms in it.
Okay, just one band. What? Give us a band. Like, the Bee Gees. What about the Bee Gees?
No. Well, I remember them being very good.
What are you talking about?
Do you know Dede?
No, I think I know what you're talking about. Dede.
In fairness to him, I think he takes a good shot at everybody, you know. But of course, when you listen to your own voice, even when you're doing interviews, and you listen to your own voice back in an interview, it doesn't sound like you, you know. So I think that's always the way. But I think he did, you know, celebrities. I think he did very well, and you know, and. I'm trying to think of the politicians. He did a lot of the politicians far better than he did me. So and then I could laugh more to him. Though I did laugh at me own ones. I was always wondering where, in fact, who came from. But anyway, whatever. I wonder, could I get copyright on that?
I'm Mairead Ronan, former Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show producer. I think most people have always felt when they have turned up as a character on Gift that it's a huge compliment. It means
Everyone in Ireland knows who you are, or they're going to know who you are very, very soon. So I think it's a compliment. I think people are secretly delighted. I've heard lots of people over the years going, oh, no, oh, gosh, no, I've never heard it. They're lying. They're all lying. They've heard it.
So I remember Ray Darcy, who used to work here, had Daniel O'Donnell
next door.
And Daniel walks in and he's there. Daniel's there sitting. And Ray is there. So anyway, I suppose I have to ask you about the elephant in the room. And Daniel's there. What elephant would that be? What do you think of Mario's impression of you? Do you know there's a great fella up in Donegal who does me? They're all doing me. His name is Tig, I think. He's brilliant at doing me. I don't know who you're talking about.
right next door to us.
Well, hello there to everybody in Gift Grub. This is the real Daniel here. And congratulations on 25 years. Imagine that length of time. And Mario, keep practicing. They say practice makes perfect, but I'm not sure.
Flatley's another one. I think Ray did an interview with Flatley as well. Yeah. I have to ask you about the elephant in the room. Mario Rose document. Never heard of him.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'd say he was probably sent stuff by me 1,000 times, I'd say Flatley would have been.
Yeah.
The stuff, and he would have seen it over and over again.
Oh yeah, and Michael has been in on the breakfast show itself as a guest, and yeah, no mention
None.
Whatsoever.
It never happened. And I think it's one of those, it's like a dirty past.
Yeah, it's denial.
It's like we had a dirty night together, but it never happened.
Exactly.
And I suppose one of the most well publicised ones was me meeting Jose Mourinho.
Oh yeah.
Which was an amazing thing. So Ian said one day, some characters come to you see more easier than others. You have to work at some characters more than others, getting their voice, getting their whatever. And Ian said, we were sitting there, and Ian's a Chelsea fan, and Jose was manager of Chelsea, and Chelsea were flying. And we were sitting up in the office once, and Ian went, be gas if we could get your man, do your man, if we get do your man, Jose. And I went, of course we can do Jose. It's no problem. And he went, you have him. I know, yeah, it's an easy one for me to do. He kind of has this voice, and I can do the kind of Portuguese thing very easy. And he went, you have him, what'll we do? So we talked it out, and we always try to come up with a bit of a novel angle on somebody. Not just to do their voice, but to go, well,
take him somewhere.
Well,
yeah.
What are they? Yeah. Yeah. What are they? What does he remind you of? And we kind of came up with this thing that he's kind of a magic man. He was like magic. All he'd need to do is just say something and it happens. Or in his case, he just had this black coat and he could walk into a room of players at halftime and just go, Gaffer, what do we all do? And he just, shut up. And then he would sing a song. And when he sings a song, the answer is clear. But he'll always have a song, like a kind of a Julio Iglesias crooner. Yeah. Utterly cool. Totally in control of what he's doing, but like a kind of a crooner who just has all the answers. Mr. Cool. Except he doesn't even speak sometimes. He just sings. And then they know what to do. And anyway, I did this song called Jose and His Amazing Technicolor Overcoat. And it was based on, you know, Jesus Christ Superstar.
No,
Joseph and His Amazing Technicolor Overcoat. And Any Dream Will Do is the name of the song, and we came up with a thing called Any Team Will Do. And Any Team Will Do is the idea that it doesn't really matter what team I pick, we'll win because I'm the manager. And it summarised him perfectly because he used to rotate his squad. And people used to go, why is Jose Mourinho rotating his squad? And they go, doesn't matter who I play, I'm special. If I play Ian Dempsey up front, we'll win. Because any team will do. Any team will do. I wear my coat. Do, 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 do. La, 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 la. And all the team would go, ah. So it was perfect.
I closed my eyes and stand there grinning. Whoa! We can't stop winning. Whoa! You'd be grinning too. And when I first came,
when he first came,
I was delighted.
Whoa!
Could have managed United.
Whoa!
But any team will do.
And the song was just, it took off. Lo and behold, I didn't realise, Damien Duff, the famous Irish player, was playing for Chelsea. He had obviously brought the CD into the Chelsea dressing room. Jose heard it. I like that, give me that. Next thing I heard, Jose Mourinho, who was driving his children, 11 and 10, to school, was playing the CD in the car. And they're all singing, I wear my coat on the way to training. Next thing happens is I get a call from Simon Greenberg here, communications in Chelsea. The boss really loves your stuff. I went, who's the boss? The boss. Yeah, I don't know his name. No, the boss, Jose. He wants to bring you over. Next thing I know, I'm on a Ryanair flight over to Liverpool to see Chelsea versus Everton. And I perform for the whole team in a night meeting.
Most of them couldn't understand
most
English.
Most of them couldn't understand what I was saying. I was doing Jose. I had my black coat, my scarf. And all these guys like Drogba and Makaleli were looking up at me going, I don't know what he's talking about. And Jose was there laughing his head off. And then he, go to bed. He sent them all to bed, like children. And they all disappeared. Like Von Trapp's children in The Sound of Music. You know? Go to bed. And he said, you stay. Mario, stay. And I went, okay. And I went, where have they all gone? And he went, John Terry, he's gone for a massage. Lampard has gone to play PlayStation. Makaleli has gone to look at tactic for tomorrow. He knew exactly what all of them were doing at all times. And he had sent them to bed at 9:20. And he said, do you want a bottle of wine? So now I'm in. Now I'm in. This is mad territory. It's a beautiful white tablecloth in a kind of a function room. We sit down with him and his team, two or three guys, open a bottle of red wine, have a bottle of red wine, and we start talking. And he says, I've listened to your sketches. Very good. Your impressions of all these people, fantastic. Roy Keane, Mick McCarthy. Do your Mick McCarthy. You're there. Oh, this is mad. I'm in front of Jose Mourinho and he's asking me to do my Mick McCarthy. So I went, will I do my Mick McCarthy? He says, do it, Mick McCarthy. Very funny. Do Mick McCarthy. Do Mick McCarthy. And so I start doing my Mick McCarthy. And just as I'm about to do Mick McCarthy, he puts his hands over his eyes so that he can only listen to my voice. So I'm there. All right, Jose. Hello, it's great to be here. I can't wait. And he's like, It is Mick McCarthy. He's like a child. Gas, yeah. It is Mick McCarthy. And I remember what he said then at the end of it. He said, we had no manager in the Irish team at the moment. A bit like now.
Yeah, exactly. Here we are.
And he went, who do you think should be manager of Irish team? And I went, well, you obviously, Jose, if you would do it. Maybe sometime, I don't know. And I went, who do you think should be manager of the Irish team? And he went, Roy Keane. And I went, Roy Keane, really? He said it immediately. And I went, why? And then the first moment he said something that was really serious to me. He looked me straight in the eye and he went, because Roy Keane is invincible.
Ooh.
And that's it. That's what he meant. Roy Keane is invincible. And I suppose what's changed in the last 20 years?
Yeah.
Roy Keane should be still the manager of the Irish team, maybe.
Bring him on.
And that's the Jose Mourinho story. People I've impersonated, I've had all sorts of reactions to that. I suppose the one that stands out most in my mind is the Roy Keane thing, right? So when Roy met Roy, myself and Ian went into a room in the Radisson Hotel in 2006, I think, and we met Roy Keane. And this is peak Roy Keane. Like this is Roy Keane. As I've told people before, we didn't meet him before he walked into the room. So in the room was just me, Ian and Roy. We walked in and this guy stands up and looks at you like he's the Roy Keane. He's going to kill you. And you walk over to him and put out your hand. He squeezed my hand. I remember his hand being very bony, like a velociraptor, I was saying. This, you know, these Steven Spielberg creations in Jurassic Park, those things that jumped up on the fridge. He had a hand like a velociraptor and he squeezed it and he looks at you with his green eyes. And he, you know, you're just, you know, you're looking into the eyes of a warrior. Then we sat down with him and Ian, we did about 8 minutes with him. And Ian introduced me as Roy Keane. And I'm there in this moment, my heart is beating, thinking, is he going to buy this idea that I'm pretending I'm Roy Keane?
Yeah.
And he did. He bought into the whole thing. So he was there so Ian was there, this is Roy Keane. Roy, we have our own Roy on the show. Roy, say hello, Roy. And I said, how's it going? And then he went, yeah, how's it going? So he was challenged as well. He was challenged by his doppelganger and he was agreeing to it. And then I said to him, some people say I talk like you at the end of the day. And he went, no, you don't. And I went, no, some people say I do at the end of the day. No, you don't. I said, some people say I laugh like you at the end of the day as well. I've never heard you laugh. And he says, well, when I do my laugh, people say I laugh like you. And he says, okay, well, then make me laugh. make me laugh, Roy Keane says to you. So I said something stupid about John Delaney, idiotic about the FAI, and he did laugh. He went, sort of, and then I went, and then, you know, we both laughed, and, yeah, and that was brilliant. So that was bizarre. And Keane, of course, that's when I learned, and other people who were listening would have learned, that Roy Keane is all showbiz. He knows showbiz inside out. This was no problem to him at all. This wasn't meeting the big bad wolf. He was in on the joke. He knew what to do. And of course, since then, 20 years on, nearly, he's shown his comic kind of flair in front of the mic and on television.
Yeah, yeah. There's a slot on our show called Gift Grub, which started off with the Taoiseach, Bertie, and then it moved into other people, including your good self. And I mean, that's a compliment in a way, because it's only icons that are featured on it. And this chap kind of does you. So I'd like to introduce Roy Keane to our very own Roy Keane.
How's it going, Roy?
How are you doing? You all right?
Obviously, very welcome back to an extra special edition of Radio Roy. Now, I credit two international icons and all three goes. But obviously, it gives me enormous pleasure to welcome for the first and probably only time myself onto the programme. So, how's it going?
It's good to meet you, yeah.
No, it's nice to meet you too. Good, yeah. Are you as nervous meeting me as I am of you at the end of the day?
Yeah, it's a big day for me. You know, I had a sleepless night last night meeting you. Obviously, right. I heard you've talked to Mick out of me over the years, but right, it's nice to see you eventually.
Right.
You
know? We don't look very alike. Like, you're a bit thank more God svelte at the end of the day than me. Yeah. Yeah, obviously, yeah. Okay, like, a couple of questions I just want to ask you here. Like, have you ever listened to Radio Roy in your travels?
I've heard it once or twice, yeah.
Can you remember any memorable episodes at the end of the day? Like,
not really, no, but... Oh. Again, a lot of the lads and a lot of the Irish lads used to take the mick out of me for it. So, but yeah, it's quite funny.
Yeah, quite funny. So obviously I'm not as good at what I do as what you are.
No,
so
but as long as you're doing your best. And
well, I am doing best. I give it 100% every time I go 100%. On that pitch.
Well done.
Okay, thanks very much. Now obviously I started to do you many years ago. Obviously your voice, like nothing else. Like, but I just wanted to know, am I still up to date on my catchphrases? And first of all, do you think my impression of you is accurate at the end of the day?
No.
So even if I say Manchester United,
no.
Okay. But if when I say no, I sound very like you, don't I?
You do, yeah. You sound like a true Cork man.
Now, do you ever, just catching up with you, do you ever obviously, as I said before, like
anymore? I'm not sure, do I?
No, you do, I think. Do you still say all credit to?
Yeah, I think I say that a lot.
You do, yeah. All credit to Wimbledon.
That's because I like to give credit to other people, you know.
Yeah, no, I love giving credit. I'm giving credit to you for saying credit.
Fair play.
At the end of the day, okay.
Fair play.
Okay. Do you still say that was an absolute shambles?
No, not lately, I don't think.
Even when you watched Ireland versus San Marino?
I didn't see that game.
No. Okay, good answer. Who sang this famous song? You're too shy to shy, hush, hush, I do I.
Kajagoogoo.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good. Kajagoogoo, my favourite band and yours. What kind of music? What kind of music do you like to listen to when you're not listening to Kajagoogoo?
I like Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
U2, yeah. Oasis.
Positively 4th Street.
Yeah, it's not a bad song, yeah.
Yeah, I like that as well. When you're trying to make a serious point to players, like the gaffer back, many gaffers you've had, is it true that your voice goes up a little bit to emphasise the intense seriousness of it all at the end of the day?
Probably, yeah.
I know that, Bri. I accept that. I understand that. Nobody knows that more than me. Nobody. Anyway, thanks. Now, do you have a brother at the end of the day called Johnson?
Yes, and he does get offended by your remarks.
What does he?
Offended? Not really, no.
How do you get on?
Good, like most brothers, you know.
Okay. Has he ever called you a langer?
A few times, yeah. Not for a while.
No. Tool?
No.
No. Gimp?
No.
Goal?
No.
No, you know, just langball?
Yeah.
Or langer?
Yeah.
Langer. What, langball or langer?
The second one.
Okay, langer. And what's he like in general?
He's fine.
Is he more thought that he's on the radio, like?
He gets a lot of slagging off his buddies, yeah.
But is he kind of proud of it secretly, like?
I'd say so. I'd say so.
Okay. Now, obviously, Roy, when I find something funny, I have a special laugh. It's kind of like, if you just concentrate for a second, I'll do it for you. It's kind of like... Okay, hold on. Is this like your laugh?
I'm not sure, is it?
No.
I don't laugh that much anyway, okay. But...
Have people ever come up to you and gone...
No.
Even at Irish games or the games? No.
They're not brave enough, I don't think.
No. Well, how do you laugh then? Like, if I was to force you to laugh, like.
Come on, make me laugh.
The FAI is a monument to professionalism.
Hi, this is Dáithí O'Shea here, presenter of the Today Show on RTÉ and the Rose of Tralee. How did I feel when I first featured on Gift Grub? I suppose, I'd be lying to say that, you know, it was great. It was good fun. You felt that you were worthy enough for Marion Eno to be taking the mick out of you. And you know what? There was a good feeling about that. I know the lads well, so like there's no badness in there. It is only pure blagarding. And I think that's why people like it as well. I think Mario does a good impression of me, so much so that when I hear him doing my laugh, and if I hear anything that we've pre-recorded of me laughing, I'm thinking, Jesus, he has me down to a T there, all right. So, yeah, and I do say the word schelp every now and then, and people kind of expect me to say it, and I often have people roaring schelp at me as I walk down the road, and that's all thanks to Mario.
Mario, 25 years, haven't they flown? We all need a laugh at the moment, and nobody does it better than you. My mum used to think you did the best Pascal there was. So I'm delighted to wish you the best of luck for the next 25 years from, I'm not sure if it's just Ballymun Pascal or Phibsborough Pascal, but whoever it is, best of luck, Mario.
I'm Frank Rainey, the real Frank Rainey, I should say, Today FM's courts correspondent. And I had no idea that Mario was working on a sketch involving Matt Cooper and I. In fact, the first time I became aware of it was as I was listening live on my way to work one day. I was absolutely clueless. So you can imagine my surprise as I made my way to court on a packed red line Lewis when Ian Dempsey lined up a Gift Grub piece with Matt and I. It was surreal, to say the least. I remember just looking around, wondering if everybody else was listening. It was brilliant, very funny. I have been a big fan of Gift Grub right from the start, and I still remember some of those early skits. I can't believe it's been 25 years. It was a staple at our breakfast table in Galway, and I think if you were to tell me then that one day Mario would be mimicking yours truly, reporting on an imaginary court case involving none other than Ronan Keating being accused of murdering songs in an orgy of musical violence, I probably would have told you to lie down. I am thrilled to be part of the Gift Grub family. I think it says a lot about the popularity and the universal appeal of Gift Grub that I've been approached by so many lawyers who tune in and tell me how hilarious they find those court-related sketches. In fact, a judge once pulled me aside to tell me that you know you've made it when you feature on Gift Grub, and I can't argue with that. Well done, Mario, and the Gift Grub team on 25 side-splitting years. Here's to many more.
Francis Brennan, you know, he's the guy that does the hotel programmes. So he goes around to the hotels and he says, you know, like all that sort of stuff. I met him on the street. I just bumped into him. And he went, how are you? Are you doing me this morning? And I went, yeah, well, I don't think I was doing you this morning. I went, I'll tell you what, I saw you doing me on TV. And you did me on that sketch where I was helping those cocaine dealers. Anyway, I'm watching the sketch. You didn't sound like me at all. I'm watching the sketch. My phone rings. It's my mammy. She goes, what are you doing on the telly selling cocaine?
That's right.
And he said, so fair play to you. If my mammy thinks you're me, then it's good enough for you.
Gift wrapped.
Well, obviously, as I said before, like...
A Today FM original podcast telling the story behind Gift Grub, which has been making Ireland laugh for 25 years.
My God, hectares in such genre. Brilliant, brilliant.
It was just stupid, like, you know.